This week, marijuana went on sale legally in Washington state. New York hasn't gone that far, although this week, the district attorney of Brooklyn announced that his office will no longer prosecute most low-level marijuana possession cases, in part because of the overwhelming racial disparity in who gets arrested. But not all law enforcement officials in the city are on board, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Thousands of people in Brooklyn are arrested every year for having small amounts of marijuana. 3 years ago, Keyshawn Harley was one of them.
We weren't doing anything criminal. We were just hanging around.
Harley was 16 years old at the time. He says he was just hanging out with friends after school in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, when the cops pulled up, did a warrantless search, and found a bag of marijuana in his friend's pocket.
It was like a nickel bag. It wasn't like my friend had a whole kilo of marijuana on him or anything. It was a very minuscule amount, something that you wouldn't even have saw, smelt, anything if you hadn't gone in his pockets.
But it was Harley who was arrested and charged. He fought the charges for a year, and his record is clean now. But for many, an arrest for a small amount of marijuana can lead to big problems, finding work, housing, even college scholarships. Vanessa Gibson is a member of the New York City Council.
This is taking a heavy toll on the future of tens of thousands of young men, derailing their careers.
That's Gibson speaking at a demonstration on the steps of City Hall this week. New York decriminalized small amounts of pot a long time ago. The drug is still illegal. Possession is generally punishable by a fine, with one big exception. You can be arrested if the marijuana is on public display. Critics like State Senator Daniel Squadron say that loophole has led to thousands of questionable arrests.
If you're white today and you carry a small amount of marijuana, you may get a ticket for it, but you are overwhelmingly unlikely to get a criminal record. If you're black or Latino and you're carrying marijuana, you are vastly more likely, nine times in this county, more likely to get a criminal record for it.
I cannot ignore, as the chief law enforcement officer in Brooklyn, the racial disparity involved in these arrests.
That's Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson. Last week, he announced that his office will no longer prosecute most low-level marijuana cases. Thompson told NPR he's making good on a campaign promise to stop bringing cases against offenders with less than 25 grams of pot and no prior criminal record.
We are determined to keep people safe, but we also cannot prosecute everyone. These are nonviolent offenses. These are minor offenses. That's why judges are dismissing two-thirds of these cases.
Thompson says this will let him move resources to more serious crimes. But his decision only applies in Brooklyn. It won't make any difference to people who get caught with pot in Manhattan, Queens, or other boroughs. It's not even clear how this will work in Brooklyn. Will police make fewer marijuana arrests or not? Here's what Police Commissioner Bill Bratton had to say about Thompson's move.
That policy is an internal issue to his office, so it will not have any impact on our officers and the discretion they have as they go about their business.
This seems to set up a conflict between the police, who have a whole city to patrol, and the Brooklyn DA. But Mayor Bill de Blasio is trying to downplay the apparent rift. He says marijuana arrests are down significantly from their peak 3 years ago.
Look at the numbers. The lowest level marijuana arrests are down, and the focus is on serious crime, as it should be.
But activists say those older numbers don't tell the whole story. Statistics show that marijuana arrests in New York are actually up this year compared with 2013, on a pace for more than 28,000 arrests citywide. Gabriel Saya is with the Drug Policy Alliance.
De Blasio has done nothing to stop these practices. So that's what makes this thing with Thompson so important. It's good policy. It's the right thing to do.
Saya hopes the rest of New York law enforcement will eventually follow the Brooklyn DA's lead, but there's no sign of that yet. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.